I wanted to do convenience store talk today in the 8:15 segment because I've been thinking about convenience stores a lot lately.
That's weird claim.
Because it's summer vacation for school kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I was a kid and summer rolled around, one of my primary objectives each day was to somehow, some way, get to the convenience store. Because that's where all the good was. That's where everything was happening, and everything that I was interested in was for sale,
mm-hmm.
meaning candy and baseball cards and Slurpees.
Right.
And it was all of the kids in the neighborhood, it was our goal to somehow scrounge up enough change to get on our bikes and ride the 10 blocks or whatever it was to the 7-Eleven or the Stop and Go. And to spend that change, because it gave us something to do, and we were getting a sugary reward. So I remember waking up every day and thinking, okay, I got to look in the cushions of the couch, double check my piggy bank, maybe beg mom for a quarter, and get to the convenience store.
Yes. They were really magical, and they're not so much anymore. Now, the one I'm thinking of when I was a kid was a mom and pop one. I don't think it was affiliated with anything. It was a little junkier than a lot of the clean convenience stores you go into now. But it had Joust and a few other arcade games, and my brother and I would get on our bikes and do the 10 blocks, as you said, and go in there and play Joust and eat the chocolate-covered donuts that you buy in the package, you know, I mean, just the biggest bunch of false food you've ever seen in your life. And it was the best time. You had the freedom of going someplace. You had the adult experience of having some money to make a purchase. And then you had all the kid goodness of putting junk in your system. It was wonderful. And I love the smell of convenience stores. I don't know what that smell is, whether it's the Freon from the coolers that are going in there, the refrigeration. I don't know what it is.
It's called freedom.
That's right. It is. It is the smell of freedom. It's the smell of America. Although oftentimes you won't find one working in there. American. But
oh, yeah. I should tell the smell it all up story. That happened in a convenience store.
Yeah. You should tell that story because that gets referenced how many times a year?
A lot.
A lot.
This was in college and we were at North Texas. And I think it was me, Grizzy, and Skip.
Made up names.
George was not with us, but I think it was the three of us. And we walked to the convenience store over by the IOOF cemetery in Denton. And we walked in. And back then, we had a nickname for everything. So we called our deodorant Smell'em. And as we're walking in the doors of the convenience store, I think I said to someone, "What do you need?" And either Grizzy or Skip said, "I need Smell'em." And the guy behind the counter, who I think was from somewhere in the Middle East, said, all he heard was Smell'em. And he said, "That's right, boys. Smell it up. Smell it all up."
That's so weird.
It's so weird.
So he hears someone say, "Smell'em." And he, of course, in my mind, he's jumping across the counter with a big smile on his face, and he's so happy that he can finally deliver this great piece of life advice to the young ones, which, that's right, smell it all up. What does that mean?
Here's what I think he meant. He got confused. He thought we said something like, "Hey, how about that smell?" And he was probably cooking hot dogs in there, you know.
Okay, so you don't think it was life advice of smell it all up, as in smell the roses, stop and smell the roses. You think it was, yes, that's right, boys, smell it all up and buy some pancakes or whatever he's cooking.
That's what I think, but I don't know. He may very well have been offering life advice.
Well, that's what the genius thing is about it, is that it's open to interpretation.
And we've made him over the years Irish. That's right, lads. If you do one thing before you die, smell it up.
Smell it all up.
So that's the smell it all up story.
Dang.
That's another part of the convenience store is the fresh food. that's offered, usually in the form of hot dogs or some kind of sandwich.
Yeah, now they have those. What are those things, Sean, that the burritos or hot rolls?
The roller grill.
Roller grill that has the stuff in it that'll have cheeseburgers tucked inside a tortilla or a corn dog or what is that? Big bites. They call them big bites in some stores. I think those are awesome.
And they're usually under a buck.
Yes. When I was a kid, I always wanted one of those roller cookers. Even though it seemed really low-tech and iffy, it was professional-grade equipment that I wanted in my home.
Yeah.
Imagine having that in your room, a roller cooker with the smell of hot dogs going all the time.
The whole experience, especially as a kid, was so magical because you pulled your bike up out front and you had to park it just like the adults were parking their cars. So you found a parking place for your bike. Then you walked in and it was sensory overload. There were all these colors and smells and noises.
Smell it all up.
And you went immediately to the candy aisle. You went straight and took a left, and the aisle that's right in front of the register was usually the candy aisle, I think so they could keep an eye on kids potentially shoplifting.
Mm-hmm.
And I could spend hours in the candy aisle. Okay, I've got 30 cents. I could get a Butterfinger and Skittles. No, wait, maybe I should get 4 or 5 pieces of bubble gum and the candy bar. That way I've got more stuff. Wait, the baseball cards are 10 cents. I can get 3
teaches
packs.
You to budget.
Yeah.
Teaches you to figure out what you can spend and what you can get. Now, your one brush with the law or criminality, didn't that come in a convenience store location?
That was at Whitaker's Grocery Store in Oklahoma City. That was at the checkout counter. And on the counter, at the end of the counter where the guy was bagging the groceries, there was a box of bubble gum. And I was probably 5 at the time, and so I was eye level to this box of bubblegum, and my eyes lit up, and as the cashier was ringing up my mother's purchases, I reached up and took a piece of gum and put it in my pocket. Got home, I got away with it at that point, and I would have gotten away with it if it weren't for my meddling mother, because I got home, and then I wanted to chew the ill-gotten booty. So I went behind the couch in the living room. I hid behind the couch and I started chewing it. Well, how obvious does that look? So my mom comes in the living room. She hears me behind the couch and she looks behind the couch. And what are you doing?
Nothing.
What do you have in your mouth? And it's gum. And she asked me and I said, I took it. So she took me back to the store, made me go up to the manager, apologize and give him the 2 cents or whatever for the gum and pay for it.
Now that's parenting.
I think most
parents would go, don't do that. You're not supposed to do that. I ain't making another trip back up there.
Boy, it was a life lesson. I was so humiliated.
You could almost say you still remember it to this day. You know, would you ever work in a convenience store? That always seemed like the most dangerous job to me, was
Never.
Being the clerk overnight at a convenience store.
I don't know why anyone, I hope they pay them really well.
Do they make more than the day clerks?
I hope so.
They should.
Absolutely, they should.
Do you guys go into them early in the morning on the way in?
Sometimes. Oh, yeah. When I've been in, not before work, but I've been in there, obviously, late at night in my lifetime. And basically, anyone going in there after midnight is no good. They're up to no good. They're doing something wrong, including me when I go in there after midnight. It's just everybody looks a little bit... I don't know. They're just a little bit off the grid.
Head's always on a swivel.
Yes. I would be really nervous if I were a female working an overnight shift. And you see that a lot, and it makes me uncomfortable. I want to stay there with them. Because, you know, guys will come in, loiter at the dirty magazines, or just walk around. That's got to make them so nervous.
Do they still sell those? I guess they do in some gas stations. Mm-hmm. I don't see them like I used to.
Maybe not in 7-Eleven.
That was a big point of intrigue as a child, as you would pay for your baseball cards, you would peer across, and they were always covered up with some sort of paneling.
Yes. Yeah, for a kid in the convenience store, there were 2 holy grails. One, the dirty magazine that you couldn't get a look at, and 2, for me, the Slurpee. That magical Slurpee machine behind
the
counter.
Rotating around in a drum.
with those delicious colors. And if you got a Slurpee and you mix them and got a suicide, where you mix cherry and Coke.
Still so stupid that we called it that word.
You were lucky if they were all
functioning. So risky, right? This, the chemical reactions that are about to occur here are very volatile.
One was always out of order, though.
One side?
One of the flavors was always out.
Yeah.
Or when you turn that crank, that handle, and it comes out and it's just pure liquid. There's nothing frozen about it. You get splatter forearm.
But didn't that look like a lot of fun to be able to turn the handle on the Slurpee machine?
Because
as a kid, we never got to do it. The clerk did it.
Mm-hmm. Now you get the self-serve Slurpee machines.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. They used to not let regular humans touch that technology. But convenience stores are so much nicer now than I remember when I was a kid. And maybe I just lived in bad sections when I was a kid. So I don't know. But you get some that are just so nice now, and they got like 20 flavors on the Slurpee section, and you got a million drink choices. You can buy patio furniture in there.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
And the lines are getting a little blurred because now you have super gas stations.
Right.
That are...
It used to be convenience stores that sold gas, and now you're seeing gas stations that have turned into convenience stores.
Like Quick Trip, for example. I don't consider that a convenience store, yet it is a convenience store. It has everything.
Right. But they have so many fuel islands, it seems like a gas station.
And the best bathrooms you can get publicly.
Yeah. We also...
You're thinking of Buc-ee's as
well,
the best
Buc-ee's
bathrooms.
Is great, but there's few Buc-ee's.
No, that's a super... I don't even consider that a convenience store because it's so big.
What do you consider that?
That's a special trip to go to Buc-ee's.
That's a super store.
Magic.
That's a big box store? That's a Walmart?
Yeah.
Then what's a Walmart? That's a Buc-ee's?
That's a Buc-ee's. A Walmart's a big 7-Eleven. So 7-Eleven was the first. Started by the Southland Corporation here in Dallas... Did you know that the first name was not 7-Eleven? It was started in the 20s.
Something ice company, wasn't it?
It was actually called Totem Stores.
Yeah. Okay.
Because customers toted away the few items that they bought, so they started calling them Totem Stores. And yes, it did start as an ice company, and they decided to sell a couple of other little things like milk and maybe bread because of the idea was convenience.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then they, during the Great Depression, went away. They went bankrupt. And in 1946, as part of the post-war recovery, the Southland Corporation said, all right, let's bring back the Totem Stores, but let's call them 7-Eleven because those are the new hours of the store from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Then they eventually went 24 hours, and eventually 7-Eleven was sold to a Japanese interest. 7 and I Holdings Company now owns 7-Eleven.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not the Southland Corporation?
No, it's owned by Japan, a Japanese company.
Or the Japanese company owns the Southland Corporation, which owns 7-Eleven? I don't know. But
no,
yeah,
disrespect.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first 24-hour business that I ever remember, was 7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're still headquartered in Irving, but owned by a Japanese parent company.
Was any other business 24 hours before then?
Waffle House?
Yeah, Waffle House. There you go. Denny's, was that always 24 hours?
I don't know.
That's just diners. So diners and convenience stores. And then like adult shops would be open what looked like 24 hours, but it's just because you never visited them when they were closed during the daytime.
Right. Yeah, and the topic of convenience stores came up a couple of weeks ago because I couldn't remember the name of the... I knew it had Totem in it. When I was a kid, the stores that we would hit would be 7-Eleven, Stop and Go, and it was something Totem, and I was reminded that the stores were called U-Totem.
U-Totem.
U-Totem. Do you remember those stores?
No, the convenience store that was near... My aunt, that we used to go to her, when we visit her, we'd go to the Totesum. It's called Totesum. And then you were talking of the other day about one that was called Tote and Toot. Or something
it
like
was,
that.
It was called Toot and Totem.
Gosh.
So what's the deal with all the Totem? 7-Eleven was originally Totem Stores. There, when I was a kid, was a U-Totem and a Toot and Totem.
That seems very odd. It seems like it's out of order.
But... And yours was Totsum.
Yeah, Totsum. Mm-hmm.
And they have stores called Come and Go.
I know.
In Fayetteville, I
spelled how?
Went into one. Not the way you'd want it spelled.
K-U-M and Go.
I think I took a picture and sent it to you once,
yeah,
Junior,
you
when
did.
I was in Fayetteville.
Yeah. That was my nickname in college.
Also very big were Circle K, still are.
Mm-hmm.
And in West Texas, Allsup's. You ever seen an Allsup's?
Mm-hmm. Burritos.
They have good burritos?
Yeah.
It's greatness.
The greatness of the convenience store, and I wonder, since the lines are blurred, I still wonder if kids today, who are now enjoying summer vacation, is it their goal when they wake up this morning to get to the 7-Eleven to buy good stuff?
No.
No?
No, not like it was when we were kids. No way. Because kids have the world at their feet these days. It can't be that magical of an experience.
Because probably at home, the parents have tons of candy and it's like a convenience store?
Yes. Yeah, today's kids basically have an end cap of Little Debbie in their kitchen.